Amarchi was different from other camps because we had a successful silkscreen shop that made over 250,000 posters under contract for the U.S. Navy. Not only did the shop support the war effort, but it also added a little color and art to life at Amarchi. When we attended events like dances, graduations, church services, festivals, and fundraisers, I recall getting dance bids, tickets, programs, posters, and even calendars, all printed by the silkscreen shop. There was one Caucasian WRA supervisor and 45 interned employees who worked at the shop. The Nisei workers were very talented, and their skill showed in the products they created. Amarchi also had a camp newspaper, the Granada Pioneer, written by us for us. All of the newspaper staff and writers were Nisei and Issei, men and women from Amarchi supervised by a Caucasian WRA employee who reviewed, edited, and censored each issue before it went to press. The Pioneer was printed two or three times a week in English and Japanese. Just like any local paper, it kept us up to date on all of the happenings in the camp, like the activities of the Boy Scouts, events like movies or dances, sports scores, announcements like marriages, birth, and deaths. It also reported on events outside of the camp, especially stories related to the progress of the war and the relocations of internees to other parts of the country. It also had a Little Nebo comic, short for Little Nisei Boy, created by a former Disney artist, Chris Ishii. The paper even had advice columns and editorials. Printed products made by the Silkscreen Shop and the Granada Pioneer helped connect us and made us feel like we had created our own strong little community, despite the barbed wire fences.
Continue driving east on 8th Street and make the first left onto G Street. Follow this street north to exit the camp the same way you entered. As you drive out of the camp, notice the fields that stretch between the camp entrance and the highway. This is Waypoint 11, Amarchi Agriculture, Yesterday and Today.